USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, the wife of the nation's 39th president, has died.
The former First Lady passed away Sunday afternoon at the age of 96 at her home in Plains, Georgia. She married Jimmy Carter in 1946, and they were married for 77 years. As First Lady, she was an active part of the administration, serving as the president's personal emissary to Latin America countries and even sitting in on the cabinet meetings. She focused her advocacy on performing arts and improving mental health programs. I'm Dave Collins.
Elon Musk is facing an economic backlash. Disney, Apple, IBM, Warner Brothers, and Discovery were among the big companies to pull advertising buys from social media company X after Musk described an anti-Semitic post as, quote, the actual truth, end quote. Musk endorsed a post claiming members of the Jewish community were promoting hatred against white people. After being called anti-Semitic, Musk said nothing could be further from the truth. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. AAA guesstimates about 55.5 million people will hit the road and travel at least 50 miles for the holiday. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A Democrat senator is calling on more transparency regarding a Gaza hospital. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
When I have attended briefings in the classified section of the United States Capitol, I say at the end, you know, our adversaries know this stuff. They know we know this stuff. We know they know we know it. The only people who don't know it are the American public.
Another bad day for SpaceX. The second launch of SpaceX's uncrewed Starship rocket, the largest and most powerful craft on Earth, exploded about 12 minutes into the flight. The Starship, which lifted off over the weekend from SpaceX's South Texas site, had a stage separation and reached space. But ground crews lost communications with the rocket ship after 9 minutes. A 17-year-old Texas girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert in September has been indicted on capital murder charge in the August 27th death of a man she allegedly met online. A Dallas County grand jury indicted Natalie Navarro on allegations of the murder of 21-year-old Arturo Pena by shooting him. The indictment says she allegedly attempted to rob Pena's belongings when she allegedly took his life. In the Sunday Night Football late game, the Broncos came back to beat the Vikings 21-20. Today is officially Future Teachers of America Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.